This is the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. You know, Simon, the old phrase, the check's in the mail. You know, that the funny thing about the world that we're in now is that in a fintech-enabled world where there are so many payment portals and transaction services springing up, the humble check, you know, might very well be seeing its last, and probably a good thing too.
That might be true, although I know, as the proprietor of a couple of small enterprises, that checks are still alive and well, certainly here in Singapore and probably in the rest of Asia.
But the problem is that there are so many issues with checks. You know, for starters, and I'm sure you've had this before, you've received a check for an invoice that was due on the 30th the previous month, and you've received this check on, let's say, the 19th of the following month. And then when you look at the date in the top right corner, what does it say? The second of the month. In other words, they've sat on that check for more than 2 weeks.
The fact of the matter is that companies paying their bills tend to want to pay them based on their own convenience, not on the convenience of the supplier. Mm. And one of the characteristics of a manual process like signing checks is that companies will tend to do that all at the same time. In other words, they don't just have a steady flow of a few checks every day,
yes,
based on what specific payment terms might be. They tend to have a whole heap of checks, perhaps because the signatory is not in the office, and they all get signed at once with the same date on the check. When they get sent, and when you get the money in your bank account, these are two other questions.
Yes, and they can feel entirely satisfied that they've done their job, because after all, the date on the check is, well, relatively close to the actual due date.
Well, that's right. And a manual process like that, there are a number of ways that you could intervene in it to get extra time, which is what many customers will do, and they'll do it with good conscience. I think as a supplier, you may want to ask yourself, have I made it clear that my credit term is based on having the money in my bank account on the due date? It's not based on someone coming into the office to sign a check, which then sits around for another 2 weeks, and then eventually gets put in the second class post, and then eventually arrives a week later at my office, and then gets taken to the bank, and then takes 3 days to clear.
Yes. Well, those are the other two issues, isn't it? That the postal service, you know, some companies game this as well. They send the checks from some remote village somewhere so that it has extra days in its journey.
I don't have that many clients in remote villages, but okay. Look, the reality is that companies are very comfortable doing this. They feel good doing this. If you have not made it clear to your customer what your expectations are, and we've talked about this a lot, not just verbally as part of your initial commercial process, but also in writing as part of a general services agreement, which covers, you know, pricing, delivery, service levels, and payment terms. That a payment term means that's when the money is due to be in my, that's when I should have use of the money. You'd be amazed how many companies do not include that specific fact in their credit terms. I mean,
yes.
First of all, a significant number of companies do not formally confirm credit terms anyway, particularly SMEs. And secondly, where they do confirm them, they just say what the due date is. They don't say explicitly, that means that we expect to have the money in our bank account on that day.
Yes.
And, you know, to some extent, we're agnostic on how you get it there, you know?
Well, the thing is about, you know, just quickly back to the credit policy. When it says, you know, we want to get paid or our terms are 30 days, you know, to an extent, you've kind of left it a bit vague. Do you really need to word it like that? We expect the money in our bank account.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, because if you don't, you've opened the door. Because psychologically, as a customer, I'm thinking, okay, well, I've signed the check, it's sitting there. And of course, the second thing that we haven't talked about is this, that if I'm a small or a large enterprise, it's likely I will have specific cash flow objectives at the end of every month, because I want to keep the lights on, and because I want to make sure I've got a healthy cash balance in the bank. So signing a pile of checks is just one step in the process. Mm. Another critical step in the process is when it comes to actually sending out the checks, I look at the checks in my pile, and based on what my bank balance looks like and what I'm expecting to get from my customers and what new expenditures I have that month, I may then take a decision on, well, do you know what, hang on to that one for another
yes,
week.
Yes, yes, let's not post this one just yet.
And if I'm honest, I've probably done that. And probably where I've done it, I haven't had a supplier who has got me to sign a very clear terms of payment policy which say the money needs to be in my bank on this date.
Yes.
Or if they have, they haven't followed it up.
Yep. Yes, that's right. And then you, once again, you think, well, they haven't chased it yet. Maybe they're not expecting it, or maybe they don't need it so much. But back to the supplier. The issue is that, okay, so first of all, there's been a two-week delay, or however long, between the signing, rather the date on the check and the actual arrival on your desk because of those signing delays that you've mentioned. And the postal service, let's be honest, also plays a role. Then comes the issue of actually banking the check. And this is, again, you know, if you receive the check on a Friday afternoon, well, the money's definitely not going to be in your bank account until Tuesday. In other words, the customer has another 5 days. And so for all of these reasons, you know, that the whole thing about expecting a check in the mail probably needs to be consigned to history. The question then, though, is, Simon, are those modern, you know, fintech-style payment and transfer portals that I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, are they actually going to improve the situation?
Well, obviously they have a benefit in terms of costs, because you're automating something that has previously required people. You know, no more piles of checks. You can go into a system and you can validate a whole bunch of purchase orders and you can initiate payment. But the fact is, it still requires human intervention as to when you do that and as to when the payment is made. So the issue of, has my customer clearly understood when I expect to get paid and are they prepared to actually follow what they've agreed, that is still an issue.
Yes.
You will still get, and you'll know this if you have money sent by bank transfer, you'll still get strange gaps where it appears to have left one place but it doesn't appear to have arrived at the other place. And depending on which country or bank you're dealing with, that can be even a couple of weeks in some cases. So the issue of whether the customer understands that he is obliged to have the money in your bank account on a given date based on the stated credit term, which he's agreed in writing, irrespective of whether he's sending it by camel or by post or by electronic means.
The check's in the camel.
It's his responsibility. That's really the critical thing. Now, okay, it's not enough to say it's his responsibility and then just to sit in your office and expect the money to come in. You need, as part of your collections process, not merely to have a very clear agreed statement at the beginning that it is his responsibility and that he agrees to a specific credit term. You also need to gently encourage him through the process so that once he has your invoice, he or someone in his organization confirms that he has in fact had the invoice and that it is in fact accurate as to the good or the services that were provided, that it contains all the necessary information for him or for he or she to process it, and that he or she clearly understands that the money needs to be in the bank. So part of that collections discussion, in a gentle, loving way, is of course based on our agreed credit term, the money needs to be in the bank on such and such a date, and you then need to elicit a response that will in fact happen.
And at Riabu, our job is to ensure that when you send an invoice to your customer, it's not then signed 3 weeks later, having been placed at the bottom of the discretionary pile of invoices, but that it migrates to the top of the must-pay pile. Continue the conversation with us through the commentary box nearby this podcast, and we look forward to hearing maybe some of your examples of how long checks have taken to arrive in your bank.